Bob Martin, the Pocahontas County Commission's counsel, informed the commissioners at their November 5th meeting that he received a settlement check in the amount of $21,465 for the commission's Pelt Grant lawsuit. He also informed them that he will be retiring from the practice of law on February 29, 2020, as well as from his position as the commission's counsel. Ruth Taylor told the commissioners that the Historic Landmarks Commission is having financial issues due to costly repairs and maintenance expenses at the Opera House and at their historic log cabin in Marlinton. She added that at a future county commission meeting, they will be asking for an additional $10,000 to help cover those expenses. The commissioners approved a proposal to have Atlas Geographic Incorporated provide consulting and support for the E911 GIS program at the 911 center. Atlas's proposal was less expensive and more inclusive than the only other proposal received. The commissioners approved the only received bid, which was from Mitchell Chevrolet in the amount of $33,750 for the purchase of a 2017 Silverado truck for emergency management to move trailers and to haul supplies. This approval was contingent on the cost being picked up by the emergency management grant, as is expected. The commissioner set the fees and rate of compensation for fiduciary commissioners. For uncontested estate settlements, it will be the $300 statutory rate. For the more complex settlements, with county commission approval, non-attorney fiduciary commissioners will receive $75 per hour, and those who are attorneys will receive $150 per hour. Additionally, they approved remaining in the settlement class regarding the opioid lawsuit settlement as proposed by the Cleveland federal judge, and adopted a proclamation recognizing the 911 public safety telecommunications employees for what they do to help ensure the citizens' safety. They appointed Mike O'Brien, Helen Clark, Donald McNeil, and Bridget Shaw to 3-year terms on the 911 advisory board, Kristen Bartlett to a 4-year term on the County Farmland Protection Board, and Nancy Martin to a 3-year term on the Parks and Recreation Board. Daniel Arbogast, the director of the Pocahontas County Day Report Center, delivered the center's quarterly update. The commissioners granted 2 contribution requests from nonprofit corporations. The first was to the Marlinton Railroad Depot for $1,000 to repair the boxcar located at the depot, and the second was for $5,000 to the Child and Youth Advocacy Center to help them open a satellite office in Pocahontas County for interviewing child abuse victims. Commissioner Helmick said that there are issues at the Pocahontas Memorial Hospital involving a federal Medicaid investigation of the hospital, which has been going on quietly for several years. Commission President McLaughlin said that at the recent towing committee meeting, both the tow company representatives and the fire board representatives voted to reject a proposed change to the towing ordinance, which would have permitted fire personnel, in addition to law enforcement, to request emergency tows. The commissioners approved the low bid of $4,300 from Miller Excavation to remove the log cabin from their property in Marlinton and to remediate the site following that removal. They ended their meeting with a closed session to discuss an invoice for legal fees from the prosecutor's office, after which no action was taken. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.